This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Gaming moved from the video arcade to military bases and flight schools years ago. The next set of gamers could reshape healthcare. That's the goal of a new company launched at the annual American Association of Colleges of Pharmacy meeting last week in Grapevine.
Each of you needs to be willing to die.
Okay, so that line from the popular series Mass Effect isn't the mantra of the game pharmacists and nurses will be playing next year, but it did inspire developer Chris Cerda.
We looked at a whole bunch of different games to figure out what visually looks the best.
Cerda helped create the futuristic game called Mimics. The starting point for players is a giant room like the United Nations with a spinning globe. From there, you select a mission, such as diagnosing a patient with a disease.
So if you look at the head, it'll tell you different information. Unconscious, scratches on face, emaciated. You can look at the eyes.
A patient is lying on an exam table with vital signs on an electronic chart on the wall. The goal for AACP executive Ruth Niemeyer is to encourage collaboration among players through features like live chat.
In our broken healthcare system, it's been the history that the professions haven't always worked together as well as we would like to see them. And one of the things that we're learning through evidence, through research, is that when the team works together, that there's improved patient safety.
There are aspects of the game that reward, even require, teamwork, like a bar at the top of the screen that tracks your awareness level. If you're exhausted, you better take a break to recharge before taking out that scalpel. The new game also takes a tip from League of Legends. Players get to rate other players. This is truly a team game, and that's what sets it apart from most of what's out there. Health gaming pioneer Claudia McDonald teaches at Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Back in 2006, she stopped to play a first-person shooter at an electronics store. Now, Doom 3 does have an episode that almost sounds medical. It's called Thy Flesh Consumed. But McDonald's background as a nurse couldn't save her.
I kept getting killed. And no matter what I did, I just died. And it was really cool, though, because I could get right back up and start over. And eventually, I finally blew up a piece of the building, and I was so proud. I thought to myself, why don't we have a virtual healthcare delivery system where I could go kill as many patients as I needed while I was learning, but I didn't harm anybody?
That's when McDonald developed Pulse. It's a first-person shooter-style health game. Designers incorporated complex 3D renderings of the human body. Textured skin actually depresses when touched. Subtle facial expressions show pain. The thing is, McDonald says, the gamification of medical education can be expensive.
Altogether, that was probably a $20, $25 million project. So to do the next level down to really get the cellular level, you're looking at 1 year of probably $15 million.
Virtual realities could save money. It's easier and cheaper to bring doctors across the globe together online. That's why Dr. Alan Dow of Virginia Commonwealth University thinks gaming is the future of health education.
The great thing about gaming is that it gets the students something for them to accomplish, and you see them really start to team up together to try to collaborate at winning the game. And that's the kind of learning that really has impact.
Dow and his colleagues developed a virtual forum where medical team members each have different data about a patient. They have to share information to make a diagnosis and earn points. So far, four schools across the country are using the forum, and the University of North Texas will start this fall. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.